The steady snow has come to an end across much of our area, though in some areas snow showers are lingering, and they will continue into at least the first part of tonight. Low pressure is deepening to our east. It's in the Gulf of Maine. As it pushed by our area, we had a moderate to heavy snow in most locations, with a bit of mixing for areas south of the capital region. This afternoon, that storm is deepening in the Gulf of Maine, and on its back side, we are looking at some snow showers scattered about, especially on the western slopes of the mountains, where some light additional accumulations are possible moving into tonight. Elsewhere, we'll have a scattering of snow showers and flurries at times, though as the storm continues to move away, the snow showers will come to an end. Another big story is the wind. It's been a gusty day across eastern New York and western New England, with wind gusts in the range of 40 to 50 miles per hour. There have even been a few gusts stronger than that, especially well south of Albany. In the New York City area, a gust of over 60 miles per hour was reported. And at White Plains, which is Westchester County, just outside of New York City, there was a gust reported this morning of 72 miles per hour. So there's potential for some damaging wind, especially through the central and southern part of our area through early this evening. Then the wind will ease tonight. So still on the breezy side through tonight, but the threat for damaging wind should come to an end by about 7 or 8 o'clock. Otherwise, it'll be a cold night across the area with those scattered snow showers and spots, especially across the higher terrain. Temperatures tonight will fall back into the teens and low 20s, but with that gusty wind, it will feel colder than that. Tomorrow's a quiet day. We'll see clouds mixed with a little bit of sunshine. There may be a couple of snow showers across the North Country. Otherwise, it'll be a dry day, with temperatures tomorrow right in the neighborhood of the 30-degree mark. On Wednesday, another disturbance will cross with a good chance of light snow. Heaviest snow is expected across the North Country on Wednesday. And that disturbance will link up with another storm and form another potential large storm, but it's going to miss us to the east on Thursday as the storm just develops a little bit too late to clip us with much of any snow. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of snow showers, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 28 to 36. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy with light snow likely, heaviest north, highs in the 30s. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with mountain snow showers, breezy with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.